bring a new resource into that market, and that's really about helping wine exporters commercialise opportunities. We deliver a range of activities with a PR or events focus, and very much focused on delivering the message around the Australian category and promoting those overall positive messages to increase the sentiment and drawing people to Australian wine. But what we want to do there with the market entry program is really hold people's hands and enable them to get back into the US market. The US is a complicated market. Every state is quite different. It's highly regulated, and it takes a lot of skill and nous to navigate and set up commercial relationships with the key people you need to engage with in that system. So we're bringing on board a key resource there who has got great experience in that market, and they can really hold people's hands and get them back into the market and show them what needs to be done so they can get their wines on the shelves in key outlets in the US, and the consumer will benefit from seeing such a wider variety of Australian wines in the US.
So when you say holding the hands of our Australian winemakers there, would that mean having someone on the ground there in the US?
Yeah, so this person that we'll be engaging will be on the ground, and they'll be their role is to help the exporter come into market, help them speak to distributors and importers there, help them negotiate the deals that they need to put together, and get wines into the market for tastings and other events, and just give them the help that they need to establish a presence in the US.
So if you decided to make that extra effort in the US market because we have seen those drops in value in our exports there?
Yeah, we have. And I think we've just seen the narrowing of the offering in the US market. If you go to the US and you go into an outlet to buy a wine, it's a very narrow selection of Australian wines, which we don't think fully represent the great diversity and the regionality and the Australian wine offering. So what we want to get more great Australian wines into that market, and so the consumer will be re-engaged with the Australian category again and be excited about what we have to offer, because we fundamentally believe once the consumer tastes an Australian wine, they fall in love with it and they want to get more of it. So we just need them to see more of our wines and get excited about Australian wine again.
Now, this 12-month to June report does tell us that overall Australian exports of wine have grown by 5%. Tell me, is China really leading that growth there?
Yeah, look, it is very positive news indeed. This is the first time the value of our exports has increased on a financial year basis since 2006-07. So it is a very pleasing result. A lot of the growth has come in Asia. That's really been the engine room for the growth over the year, with Asian figures up overall by 26% to a record $600 million for the year. And a large amount of that is come through China, with growth there of 32%. To a record $280 million for that year. But we've also seen record growth in Hong Kong as well, up 28%, growth in Japan, and a whole host of other Asian markets, including Malaysia, Thailand, South Korea, and the Philippines as well. So, yeah, some very strong performance in the Asian region.